final plan.
Final frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. This girl is on fire.
Welcome back.
This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Talking about everything that matters every single Sunday in this spot. And I hope you're calling all your friends to let them know to listen, because we're going to talk about everything that matters here in life, business, parenting, cooking, and of course, the biggest one, because of, you know, it's that time of year, conservative kitchen table politics, which is something I am addicted to. I don't know why. I think because I, like all of you, look for a very tiny little ray of hope each and every single day that we finally have a president of the United States that represents the real people of America. And not the fake people of America, which I mean Donald Trump. And, you know, I'm just sitting here looking through all my articles, and I'm watching TV, and I'm watching all the news. I'm kind of a news junkie, and it's just, it's so, so sad. Sometimes I have to turn it on cooking shows because I just get so sick of listening to mostly all of the liberal channels and how they can pick apart a wart on the top of a nose better than any human being on this earth. They have figured out how to basically cut it up in a billion pieces. It sounds really gross, but there is nothing there. All there is just Donald Trump is what he is. He is who he is. There's nothing hidden. There's no hidden agenda. And, I think it's freaking out the media, okay? The liberal media is about to be exposed for everything it's worth. And I think it's the end of an era for the media and the beginning of an era. Maybe Donald Trump, if he ever lost, this is my hope, he starts his own network of news. Wouldn't that be incredible? Because then we'd have somebody that we can watch, or a network we can watch that's basically honorable and decent and actually reports the news, not gives their agenda. Because the news is really, the media nowadays are really showing who they are, what they're made of, and I want nothing to do with them. I don't believe them. Everything they say now, I just look at them like, huh, you think we're going to believe you? Listen, this is how bad it is. If the media reports that Donald Trump did something terrible, I would say 99% of his supporters, and even probably a portion of his non-supporters, would think, ah, right, really, uh-huh. And it could be true. That's how bad it's become, that no matter what they report now, nobody listens to them. And you know what a source of irritation that must be? They cannot control people anymore. We all have our own minds. We see the truth. We see what they're, who they're promoting and why they're, and how disgusting and how dishonest the way they're promoting Hillary Clinton. Isn't that just the sickest thing that America has lost an industry like that? But it's people. It's not an industry. It's human beings. It's the nature of liberal-minded people. Dishonest, not ethical. They fudge all laws, all rules, and they make allowances for everyone to fudge the rules. Excuse me. Lots of dust in here. Anyway, That's what's going on in this country, is that we are listening to the media as if, you know, for many, many years. I remember as a kid laying on my couch and listening to probably one of two news networks. And it was when Kennedy was killed, assassinated, one of the Kennys. I can't remember which one it was. I was so just sitting there crying my eyes out, and I was only 5, 6, 7 years old. I can't remember. My mom and dad were sitting there crying their eyes out. Yeah, he was a Democrat. But in those days, we rallied around our president, and, you know, there was something somewhat decent about the Kennedys in those days. And I remember that. And it wasn't the flood of 14 or 15 different networks giving their opinions. It was a report. It, you know, I took journalism because I used to love watching the news even when I was a kid. And the first rule they say to you is never report your opinion, only report the facts. I don't even see that anymore, ever. I don't recognize the facts coming out of our liberal, flaming liberal media who actually wants to destroy our country. You want to know, I can't imagine anybody, after watching what's happening in Europe and with all the refugees coming in, and Merkel, I think she lost an election recently. I think that's what I heard. And now she says it was the worst decision she ever made, letting a million refugees into that country. France, I saw a picture this morning of a destroyed, beautiful French area full of mattresses and toilet paper. You see, it's different when you let, in the old days, refugees were honorable, decent people. And they were, and I'm not saying they're, that some of them aren't, but they came through Ellis Island. Every single one of them had to be vetted. Their health had to be vetted. Everything had to be done right. Because all of us in this country come from immigrants from all, my dad's an Englishman, you know, and his parents came through Ellis Island, and, you know, and he actually became an American citizen about 15 years ago. He stayed in it. He married my mom from Alabama. And I'm a lucky person because I have a dual citizenship. I can either be English, British, or American. And the truth is that, you know, I love America. I want America to remain American. Americana is what I'm hoping. Not the future that the liberal, this stinking liberal Democrats, I'm not talking about the good ones. Okay, I know there's good Democrats in this country. And I know that they used to be an honorable group in the old days somewhat. I mean, after the Ku Klux Klan, I mean, they were really wicked people in the old days. The very old days, you know, I can't even tell you dates, but, you know, you guys have to see that movie. It's coming out on DVD, I saw, which is The Free State of Jones. Please go rent it or buy it. It's an absolute unbelievable history of little piece of history of how the black people wanted to be independent and became and got to vote. And they voted Democrat. They didn't vote Democrat people. It was the Democrats trying to keep them from voting. So, you know, all the stuff that the Democrats do every single day of our lives, where they accuse the Republicans from keeping the black people and the Hispanics from voting, is such a bunch of poo. I can't even tell you how insane that is. And the liberals, this is the thing about the flaming liberal people that we have running our country right now, is they say things like, it's really hard to get an ID. Let me tell you something. Some of the immigrants that come in this country, the immigrants, legal and not legal, are the smartest people on earth. That's how they got here. Why would they not have the intelligence on how to go get a free card to give them an ID? It just doesn't make sense. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and I'm just going off. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Like the beat of my heart, spend my nights wondering. Sometimes
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. You can call me anytime during the show. It's a 2-hour show every single Sunday, and I talk about pretty much everything I want to talk about. And I open up the phones to you people who would like to complain, or if you'd like to tell me off, good, bad, and indifferent. I like it. I like a good argument. So keep that phone number in case I say something that really makes you upset, because I have a tendency to do that. You know, I was just looking. Oh, did you people hear that they're going to put Mark Cuban in the front seat? I don't know about you, but I've never liked that guy, even on Shark Tank, which is one of my favorite shows. One of my favorite shows. That guy is so pompous, so arrogant. And at first he said he loves Trump and he was the best next thing to bread and butter, as Trump was the best thing ever. And then all of a sudden he switches sides, because you know what? He has his own agenda. He wants to become some kind of politician one day. But the guy is just harsh. And they thought they would really freak Trump out. And I think it's going to be hilarious, because Trump could care less about this guy. And I don't know if it's true, but you know, that show called Girls Gone Wild, I read about it on the internet, so you know how that is. But I'm pretty sure that the article I read was an actual article saying that he has his own TV network where he actually started that show. It's like, whoa, the guy's kind of gross. That is the grossest show. And I used to see commercials for it all the time, and I'd have to run in there, and the kids were in there. And it's so disgusting. But anyway, Trump fought back and said, well, if goofy Mark Cuban wants to sit up front, maybe I'll sit Jennifer Flowers right next to him. And I thought, wow, I was jumping for joy. I thought it'd be awesome. But I think it's kind of like, you know, they decided they weren't going to do that because, you know, he's going to stay classy. And I know you're all going to be watching tomorrow night for the debate. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, here's the thing I love about Trump. And I don't really care how clumsy he is and how he's not a politician, people. Remember this. He's never been a politician. He's been a New York businessman who, if you've ever been to New York, have you ever heard people talking to each other in New York? They're abrupt. Their rudeness is almost a sign of endearment. I was walking down the street one day, and I heard this cop calling across the street to this other cop going, hey, how's your stupid brother? And the other guy said, my stupid brother's stupid. And this is the way they talk to each other there. So if you've never been to New York, Trump has all those things in him, those New York type of ways where, you know, you never let anybody like put you down before you put your chest up in the air, and you want to take them on. I actually like that about Trump. I think it's hilarious. It is him not laying down and letting anybody intimidate him. See, Mitt Romney, you know, first of all, the first thing I noticed about Mitt Romney when he was running, he has this weak-kneed walk. I don't know if anybody ever noticed it. But for guys so handsome, you know, you wanted to get him up there and walk like he was some handsome, like, underwear model, right? But when I saw him walk, I thought, what a wimp. I thought, wow, why is he walking like a wimp? And then I realized that man is such a wimp. Mitt Romney has become a people-pleasing, liberal Democrat, flaming liberal Democrat, and he's a never Trump, even though Trump supported his weak-kneed qualities and probably hated every minute of it. He did it because it would be more important to get Mitt Romney in there at the time than Barack Obama. Any weak-kneed Republican is better than some stupid flaming liberal Democrat, to be honest with you. And I don't hate Democrats. My best friend is one. She's a flaming liberal. And I have so much fun arguing with her. We have the blast. But here's what I realize about Democrats. And I'll just say a little bit something else about Trump in a minute. Democrats are an interesting people because if you can find one that has a conscience and that has an open-minded quality, they're actually just like us. They're very conservative. Most of the ones I know are business people. So that already makes them more conservative. If they're not getting a government paycheck or if they're not on welfare, then they are a very open people. And my friend who is my daughter's horse trainer, actually coach, she's teaching her how to ride Olympic quality. I'm telling you, my daughter has this natural ability to ride horses and do all kinds of stuff with animals. Anyway, and she sees me and she's like, starts yelling at me just like a New Yorker across the whole arena. Did you come to argue with me? Cause she's from back east. And I'm like, yep, I did. And we go at it for a good hour and a half. The funniest part about it is that we start talking about finding employees because as much as people like to believe there's no work out there, I believe there's no employees. Because I can't find any. And I tell people this all the time, and I know I've said it a million times on my radio show. Literally cannot find people that want to work. And I know why. Because welfare, you make more money with welfare, and it used to be in the old days that you had welfare for maybe, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks or something. Gave you enough time to get off your feet. And the next thing you know it, you find a job, right? Or you find a path to a job. Nowadays, I know people seven generations, of people that are living on welfare. Now, I don't call that welfare anymore. I call that a culture. And kids that are brought up in that end up doing the exact same thing. They never work. They never have to do anything to support themselves. They live off the government. It is un-American. It is not what Americans are made of. You know, the religious organizations in this country help people when they're in need. The government should not be in that unless they're in dire straits. You know that movie, The Cinderella Man? I love that movie. I highly recommend you watching that movie because it's a true story and it's about a boxer. And basically, he was a very proud man and he broke his arm and he could not box anymore. So his family was freezing to death and he had to go down and get welfare. But when his arm got better, he went and paid it back, even though he didn't have to. That's honor, people. That's honorable. And we don't have honorable people, hardly any honorable people left in this country. If you're honorable, you use the system in the right way. You don't abuse the system. But anyway, I want to go back to Trump for a minute because, you know, I realize that people that hear Trump, and what now people are getting more used to him. I mean, there's people like me that immediately loved him. My sister-in-law and I literally battled it out every single day. She liked Ted Cruz. I love Trump, and I love Trump because he's not political. He is a streetwise, smart entrepreneur that knows how to hire people and fire people and fix things. He's a troublemaker. He gets his thrills in fixing problems. Why would anybody want to run for president of the United States, especially right now, if it wasn't the problems that he seeks to fix? And he wants to keep America Americana, you know, make it America again. Look at what's going on with our incredibly stupid athletics. You know, the athletes, you know, not saluting our flag anymore. We've made all this okay. Obama has been such a bad influence on our country. Why does anybody believe Hillary Clinton will not be a worse I think she's Saul Alinsky's child. And Saul Alinsky is a complete slimy communist. She wants to bring in millions and millions and millions of people that I don't know why she wants to, except for the fact that she's looking to keep a one party system. She wants to make it so that everybody will vote Democrat just to keep in the freebies, which is exactly what's happening in this country. I just want one person to tell me what Hillary Clinton has done to help this country in her 30 years. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. There's probably a lot of football going on or something going on today. It's just an awesome day today. I'm just happy to be alive and talking about everything that matters. So welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. I was just talking about Trump for a few minutes because, you know what? Everybody has to realize that Trump is not a politician. Hillary Clinton has been a politician or lived with a politician or been involved in politics for pretty much most of her life. And here's the really strange thing. Why has nothing she's ever done ever happened? Who knows about what she's done? Does anybody know what she's ever done? Has anybody ever said, oh, Hillary Clinton is the one who did that? Can you tell me anything this woman has ever done in her life? Anything she's ever achieved? Any money she's ever made, not from the government? Because every penny that woman has ever made has come from other people's money. OPM. And she has learned the art of using the government fat cat system for them to pay to play with power. And do you know that if she's going to do it as Secretary of State and her husband as President of the United States, she's going to do it again. In fact, it could be the most wicked, dangerous thing we could ever have done because see, then countries that hate our guts could come in and pay for position. And that, why do you think that she wants to let in, I think it was like 560% more refugees into this country from other countries? She wants to be in control of the system. She wants the Democrat platform to become a communist style platform, and the fat cat Clintons will sit up in their castle while the dictator Hillary Clinton becomes a dictator. And it's all about money, people. It's about money. It's about power. Now, let's scoot over to Donald Trump for a minute. Think about it. Donald Trump has power. Donald Trump has fame. Donald Trump has money. Donald Trump has a loving family. Donald Trump has an incredible life. Now, what is it he's going to get out of running for president of the United States? What is it? Why would anybody in their right mind and have all of those things and have a great life, why would they give all of that up? You think he needs more money and power? You're crazy. He doesn't need any of that. But you know what he said, which I absolutely agree with, is if he doesn't do something, then all of that stuff he's worked for his whole life will not have any meaning at all. Because it will become a system of equals. They're going to take people out of the welfare system and hand them over your wealth, what you work for your whole life. And it will become equal in their minds. I'm going to tell you something, people. Nothing in nature is ever equal. Somebody is always more powerful. Something is always more cunning. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. We'll be right back. We have recipes at the end of my show, so don't go away.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Did I say 44 weird? It's 449-8255. I don't know. It just sounds kind of weird to me for a minute. Anyway, welcome back. We're talking about Everything That Matters. And by the way, for those of you who've never heard my show before, my day job is I am a traveling cooking show host, which uses healthy ingredients to make absolutely decadent recipes very simply. I had an award-winning restaurant for three award-winning restaurants, and one of them was on an organic farm. Does that make me a hippie? Absolutely not. Just a person with common sense. And here's proof of the pudding, okay? So, you know, I'm a chubby girl. Can't trust a skinny cook. Just trust me on that one. In fact, I have a sign on my cooking show stage that says, I can usually shut this girl up with, cookies. I can't remember it. I always flub these things. It's hilarious. People take pictures of it all the time. But, here's the neat thing. I have recipes at the end of every one of my shows. So you'll have to stay with me to the end. That's like the cookie on the end of the stick. How do you like that? Because I do make stuff that is like absolutely decadent. I'm not a rigid cook, but I do try to use things like coconut oil and oat flour and pure maple syrup, things like that that are actually good for you. You can kind of have your cake and eat it too. In fact, that'd be a good name for a cookbook, right? Cake and eat it too. Anyway, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was, I'm reading some of these articles and it says that basically Donald Trump, he flubbed the name of the new museum that was opening. Oh my gosh. How awful. Basically, people are freaking out over the fact that Donald Trump spelled Jennifer Flowers the way normal people spelled Jennifer. But she actually spells it with a G. And of course, the media grabs onto that, takes off like wild horses. But when Hillary Clinton destroys 30,000 emails, there's no story. When she says, oh, you mean like scrub it with a cloth? There's no story. When people die around her all the time, another one just bit the dust recently, somebody that leaked her medical records, found dead. Nobody ever goes, you don't hear about this stuff. Is everybody afraid? Are they afraid for their lives? Or they just want to get in to the White House, the worst kind of criminal there is in our history? Now, I'm a nobody. And these are just my opinions. But I'm telling you, something wrong with our sick, flaming liberal media that is trying to control you. Make you think the worst things like, oh my gosh, Donald Trump spelled Jennifer wrong because he was talking about Jennifer Flowers. And it's, and all kinds of, that's how they try to find fault with the guy. And so now we're going to see him tomorrow in action. I know there's a lot of pressure on Donald Trump. But you know what? The guy's been under pressure his whole entire life. What do you think entrepreneurs do? They live for pressure. They're adrenaline junkies. They love the fight. I know that when I have had to debate people before, you don't have to deal in facts, to be honest with you people. Because these particular presidential elections really have stopped being about facts. They really are about presence, about perception, about looking at what people are like in the moment of stress. Unfortunately, they're about one-liners. Because honestly, people, I would be bored stiff if we talked about policy for an hour and a half. It would be boring. I want to see Donald Trump kick her. That would be so fun. Because she's going to be over-prepared. She's going to be full of facts. We all know Hillary Clinton has everything memorized. That's how she functions. Is she digs back into her memory banks, except for when it comes to things that she's supposed to remember. She never remembers those things. Just ask the FBI. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
I'm undefined. I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand. Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman. How I feel. Colt Ford there, people. Love that song. Pretty much describes how I feel. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I'm not getting any callers today. I wonder if you guys are all sleeping. It's probably raining in some spots. Beautiful in others. Probably nice fall day. You're out at the beach or on the park. Horseback riding. Things like that. Every day is a work day for me. I don't differentiate between vacations and, I work pretty hard my whole life and I love working. I can't work as hard as I used to. Believe me, I leave it up for the youngins to do, but I get things done and I don't know how I do it. And I probably get my husband to do a lot of my hard work for me. He's such a hard worker. It's amazing. He's probably can outwork most young, hardworking fellers. Anyway, welcome back. Here is a very, very interesting article. It says, why did feds grant immunity to Hillary's highly improper aide? It says, if anyone would know Hillary Cheryl Mills' reputation for obstructing investigation, it's FBI Director's James Comey. Now, James Comey is in some big poo-poo. Excuse my language like that. That's all I can just see is just like him and stuck in the head of, you know what? The guy is just, what did he get paid off or threatened? Who knows? What happened to the FBI? That was the most awesome agency in the world where it was very objective to no matter who was in the White House. But somehow Hillary Clinton and the Clintons have figured a way of sucking in one of the most honorable organizations that America had going for it, the FBI. And it's just very sad. They probably put this guy in such a bad position, probably threatened his family or something awful. But it said he complained about her lack of cooperation while probing Clinton scandals in the 1990s, yet he agreed to give Mills immunity from prosecution in his probe of Hillary's illegal emails as Secretary of State, where Mills was chief of staff, okay? As a Whitewater investigator for the Senate in the mid-1990s, Comey sought information from Mills. See, he has a past with these people. He knows what he's dealing with. He just can't. He can't do anything. His hands are tied somehow. It says, Comey sought information from Mills, but wouldn't you know, the then deputy White House counsel claimed a burglar stole her notes. Oh, yes. Let's go in there and steal her notes. Comey concluded that Hillary Clinton ordered Mills to block investigators. Oh, my gosh. The obstruction. You know, the sad part about this story is that every single reason that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton give for doing something illegal, improper, unethical, people buy. They just say, oh, it was just this. Oh, I don't remember. I had a concussion. But how is it this woman can remember the studying that she's doing for tomorrow's debate with Donald Trump? How is it that she has such a great memory that she's studying for a week all the policies and all the everythings? This woman has no problem with her memory. Whatever's convenient, Hillary Clinton uses like a child. The difference is the media love it. The media buys it. It's wicked. It's really, really wicked. And I'll tell you, people, this country wants to believe a liar. The same exact way that cannibals vote in a king cannibal. If you have that love of liars, there is nothing anyone can say to change your mind about Hillary Clinton. But if you love the truth and you just hear a bunch of you know what about Donald Trump and you just hear it all day and all night that he's dishonest, that he's a racist, I'm going to tell you something. That man is so far from being a racist. He how can he be a racist? Nobody talks about this article that I read. I think it was like 30 years ago, and it was when he bought Mar-a-Lago in Florida, and they wouldn't let Jewish people or black people into the other resorts in the area. But his is the only one that allowed anybody to go. So he sued the other resorts in the area in Florida to make them allow every single nationality of people to go to their resorts. And he won. And he did that because it was wrong what people were doing. I don't know why people don't talk about this story, but it's out there. Donald Trump has done a lot of good for a lot of people. And the other day, the guy asked him, you know, what sacrifices have you made in your life? Let me tell you something. That's not something that you could ever tell anybody. That's not something that you remember on a daily. A father and a mother sacrifices everything, but gains everything. 1-800-449-8255. Stay with me. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Cheating, mistreating, games that you played brought you down.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa,
back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255, where we're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. Is there anything else besides that? Not in my life. 1-800-449-8255. You know, I guess I could talk about this till the kingdom come, which is the unjust quality of our media. But I found this article. I thought I'd just kind of read it to you. It's very interesting. It really shows you the hypocrisy of what is right and wrong in our country and how the media perpetuates evil and lies and deceit and their agenda. And it says, I noticed a few things about the people who called me Nazi. This is a guy named Don Scherber. Okay, he's written a book. Very interesting fellow. So he wrote, his first sentence is, I noticed a few things about the people who call me a Nazi. When they call Donald Trump Hitler, they are calling me a Nazi because that is who supported Hitler. Indeed, the National Review was quite explicit in March when they called him Führer, which is father, and portrayed his supporters in rural white America, where I live, as a whelping their children with all the wisdom of a stray dog. I'm tired of linking that cruddy story, he says. I have noticed a few things about those who call me Nazi. I think this is interesting. The people who call me Nazi had no problem with the Internal Revenue Service abusing its power in dealing with the Tea Party. The people who call me Nazi have no problem with threats and attacks on Trump's supporters. The people who call me Nazi blame Trump's rhetoric for these assaults. The people who call me Nazi believe only straight white Christian males may back Trump, which isn't true. The people who call me Nazi believe of any of his supporters who are gay, non-white, non-Christian, or female who deserve special punishment. Wow. The people who call me Nazi believe only one voice should be heard on campus. And I'd like to add around the world. The people who call me Nazi want to dictate that is allowed to be punished in these newspapers. Yeah, exactly. The people who call me Nazi pressure Twitter, Google, Facebook, and other corporations to impose sanctions on Trump's supporters. I don't know if you know this, but I've heard and read a lot of people that have their posts edited or literally taken off by all these different organizations. You see, they've got us. They've got us, people. We use the internet. We want to make comments. They're going to say, you're not going to make those comments. There goes your freedom of speech. But we do nothing about it. We're all very complacent in this country. And we need to boycott as often as we can. Because when you start boycotting, it speaks volumes. You know, the problem is that, like Walmart, for instance, I read an article today that Walmart gave $700,000 to I almost called her Hitler, a Freudian slip, Hitlery. She gave her, so Walmart is in on the Hillary game. I hate that because I like going to Walmart, but I'm not going to Walmart anymore. They're stupid. How stupid can they get? Ford, not buying Ford trucks anymore. Nope. Ford, Walgreens, not going to Walgreens anymore. You know, you have to make your mark in life. You've got to tell them a message. You're not going to stand up for their political. They cannot be political. They really can't. What is Walmart going to do with Hillary? What is their connection? They're totally about free market. And Hillary is about communist-style enterprises. So I'm not sure how that works. The people who call me Nazi believe freedom of religion applies to atheists and any of the religions except Judaism and Christianity. I don't know about that. The people who call me Nazi include Jews who hate Israel and do not practice their religion. I have come to the conclusion that if Adolf Hitler were here alive today, he would be calling his adversaries Nazi. I do not like these people, and I hope they get their whipped at the polls in November. Interesting, huh? By the way, if this blog disappears, blame the social justice warriors at Google after Twitter suspended his, I guess, and I realize freedom of internet is just an illusion. Well, I'm reading it, so maybe he's wrong about that, but maybe he's right. Okay, next article I have found. I like to go into my articles in my second hour of things I've found. Let's see right here. It says, battle showcases knowledge adverse mogul against the deadpan Democrat. Okay. Actually, we just read that one. Let's get that to the next one. Sorry about this, people. It says, let's see. There was another one here I wanted to read you that was really interesting. Well, we will find that in a minute. You heard that Netanyahu met with Trump today, and he's going to, they have treated Israel. The Obama administration has snubbed Israel and have treated him them very, very wickedly. And they are supposed to be our friends. And it's just awful what has happened. Okay. About the debate tomorrow night. I love Judge Jeanine. I don't know if you guys ever watch Fox News. Judge Jeanine, she is awesome. She's like one of my favorite people on this earth. And she had the best show last night. She said, Judge Jeanine to Trump, be yourself at the debate. I hope he is, because he's great by himself. Not trying to be anything other than himself. I mean, honestly, if she starts to pull out all of the stops, I think Trump ought to go after her. And the other thing I loved about what Judge Jeanine said last night was that gender should not be an issue. That if anybody feels sorry for Hillary Clinton because she is a woman, then you have just, you have not passed the test of being the president of the United States. Because if you're a woman and you're emotional and you cannot handle the kind of things that Donald Trump can throw at you, you will never be able to handle what's about to happen in our country. This is in her opening statement last night. Judge Jean Pirro gave both presidential candidates advice on how to prepare for the first debate face-off, which will be held on Monday night. It's simple, Donald. You're new at this. If you're yourself, you will obliterate her like you did those 16 others, those Republican primary debate stages. It's exactly right, people. He's got to be himself. If he's anything other than himself, we won't like him anymore. Isn't that true? I mean, it's just we're going to be going, oh, no. I don't think that's him, though. Here's another article I think that's really worth talking about. Of course, I'm going to have to probably talk about this anymore. The FBI investigation of email gate was a sham. We all know that. 1-800-449-8255. I hope you all are enjoying your football games today. This is Diane Linderman talking to myself today with probably one listener. 1-800-449-8255. I don't care. I like doing it anyway. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
My dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my night. Sometimes it seems like a falling.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I was getting a little bored with politics, so I started looking through my recipes, because you know that I'm going to give you a recipe, 1-800-449-8255, but I usually do it in the last 15 minutes of my show, so we need to get back to some of the important things of life. You know, I rarely talk about this, but the way to conquer failure in this country is to everybody learn how to start a business. I know, doesn't that sound crazy? But the problem is that we've got a nation of employees, and very few people really go out and start businesses in this country. And, you know, it's just kind of strange because it used to be that everybody wanted to have their own business. They wanted a little farm. They wanted to make things. They want to build things. They want to create things. But what we've done in this country is we've made people dependent on a welfare check that made them dependent on trying to work for someone else and create their dream while they need to learn how to take certain risks in life and learn how to build their own dream. And there is so many opportunities in this country that people are so afraid to try. So, you know, I'm not telling you to stop your day jobs, okay? I'm telling you that if you have something you love to do, you love it so much that you want to figure out how to make a living. I tell you, the one thing I love about Texas, and we live here half the time, and it doesn't matter where you go. There's little houses, little businesses, little people. I love the women here in Texas. They're awesome. They are constantly on the move trying to figure out how to make money doing something they love. And a lot of them love baking, and they love cooking, and they love decorating, and they love taking junk and turning it into money. They're all a bunch of junk gypsies. I don't know if you watch that show. That's actually here in Texas, and we've been there. And, you know, it's just the same thing. These two sisters got together, and they would reinvent things and repurpose them. And before they knew it, they had an awesome business and then a television show. Here's the other thing. Do you realize that what you've got going here, when you have YouTube, you can actually create your own TV shows. You can do blogs. You can do, I mean, there's so many ways of making a living. And if you do something that you love, and it can't help but build into something for you and your family. And I don't care how old you are, whether you're really young or really old. If you have a dream, if you have an idea, start it on the side. Do it in your garage. Get your family involved. You want to know a way to help teenagers from running around and being crazy and doing crazy things? Get them involved in their own business. Stop giving them money. People, don't give your kids money. Let them figure out. Let them struggle. Listen, I don't care. I know what it's like. Believe me, I've got two awesome kids. The only thing is, you know, my husband and I, we waited a long time to have kids. So we had some money when our kids were finally arrived in my life. And you know what? When they're little, you just, you know, you want to get them stuff. But we started working on our kids when they were really young. We taught them about entrepreneurship, and it was really easy. And we started with a little yard sale out front of our house. And my son, who was 5 years old, loved knives. Every boy loves a knife or a gun or whatever it is. And, you know what? He 5 years old, 6 years old, he started researching American-made knives of all things. It's 5 and 6 years old. And by the time he was 7 years old, he had a little knife business. And believe it or not, and I never thought I'd see this, but when we had yard sales, that kid would clean up. And he made a huge profit on these knives. He took some money he made of stuff that he had when he was a kid, and he sold it all. We had lots of yard sales. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. We love to have yard sales. We love to buy stuff and resell them and make things beautiful and resell them. And I had this really neat business one time, and it was called the Entrepreneurial Moms Club. And it was a place where moms, I had it for moms, that they could come and rent out a booth, and they could bring their stuff, and they could have kids. I even had a play area in the middle of the whole place. My husband built all this stuff, and it was neat. It was beautiful. And for a while, it was doing great till 2007 when the recession started, and it was inside of a shopping mall, and it was, you know, things like that. People stopped spending money on fun stuff. So I learned some good lessons about retail and pretty much lost everything. It was great while it was going. And then it was just like all in like 1 week, it was like the business dried up. People, because, you know, it was in Oregon when we had small town. And of course, Oregon is a very welfare state. And so people don't have extra money there, where in Texas, it probably would have been a booming, booming business. But it was before we spent half our time here. The point I'm trying to make, though, people, is that it is even that, I don't care. I would have rather have done it and tried it, and rather than not done it and tried it, because, you know, there's something in each and every one of us that's sick of being subject to a paycheck, to freedom, to being your own person, your own ideas. Whenever I used to work for people, I always treated it like my own business. I always did. And it was done right. People loved me as an employee because I didn't pretend like I was an employee. I didn't try to be an employee. I didn't try to suck up to the boss. I came up with all kinds of cool ideas, and I would implement them. And I would take responsibility when they didn't go well. You know, it's about integrity. And it's about pretty much having sort of a vision. And I am a serial entrepreneur, and I'm not saying that everybody can be a serial entrepreneur, and I can't even be one myself. I've had to pick a few things and do them right. But I see so many opportunities out there, it drives me nuts at night. I feel like I can go in 50 different directions. Thank God for my husband, who sort of draws me back in and makes me smart, makes me try to like look at things objectively, and says no, because I always end up sucking him into stuff because he's almost as bad as me. He's just a little bit more sensible when it comes to going off and doing too many things at once. But he is a jack of all trades. And, you know, it's just we're kind of a great, we've been married almost 31 years now. I was engaged for 10 years, so I've known him for almost 41 years. You know, and it's amazing. We still enjoy being around each other. We still love what we do, and we are constantly growing. We're starting something new here in Texas, which I'll be telling you about a whole bunch later. But it'll be a place where you can come out for a weekend. We'll be having like brains, you know, storming sessions for people who want to have a business and don't even know how to start it. We're going to do things like kids can cook, cooking academies for kids. We're going to do all kinds of stuff that have purpose and meaning for people. Because you know what? I believe that if you give a little idea to somebody or you help them pursue some of their ideas, I think that that's all it takes. And then they're on their own, and there's no stopping them if you have passion. And, you know, it's been a fun life because we work with troubled teenagers, and many of them are my business partners now, and they're making beautiful livings. We're invested in property together. It's just fun. It's a great, fun thing to do. And here's kids that would never have had any opportunity in life. But my husband and I taught them everything that we could teach them. And now they got to teach other people because they have all the knowledge now. And they're interesting people. Each of them have a strength. You know, everybody, the neat thing about life is that you can always find different people with different strengths. And if you're really a good leader, and that's what Donald Trump, I know, has the ability to recognize greatness in certain people, whether you're a highly educated person or just a commonsensical person. Donald Trump recognizes these things in people, and he helps bring it out of them. And before he knows it, he's got the best kind of staff or employees you could ever want. And then, you know, he sets them free. I guarantee that's how he runs his company. And I don't care whether or not you're a janitor or a stockbroker or a phenomenal, famous person. He sees the greatness in everybody. I'll tell you a little story when we come back about that. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Stuck in my cocoon, I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon. I busted out and headed straight. Now I'm loving life.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Welcome back. We're talking about everything that matters. You know, I was just getting ready to talk to you about, I was going to tell you a story and I completely forgot what it was. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, I was just telling people that it's time for people to start to not so much depend on your employers, because if Hillary Clinton gets in, it's going to be a very strange 4 years, because she said herself she's going to be taking 65%, basically 65%. How are we ever going to get ahead in life, people? It's time to start sort of selling off stuff. And if that happens, you sell stuff off, you make yourself lean, you get very comfortable with your life in a way that you don't owe a lot of money on anything, and, you know, buy and sell cars, and, you know, don't drive new ones. I mean, there's a way to do it in this country where you can really just own your own property, not, you know, owe money to everybody and everything. So if something does happen in this country, you won't have to go out and try to make a living, because truthfully, it'd be better for you to, you know, start bartering, which is a great thing. Lots of people love to barter, or growing vegetables, or growing some cows. You know, cows are kind of a cool thing because they take a long time to get to eating stage, but people can buy cows very reasonably when they're young. And in Texas, a full-grown cow is like $2,500. So if you buy a cow for $300 and you put it out on a pasture that's not being used, you see, that's a way to make money too. It's all you have to do is make sure it's, you know, got its shots, and you make sure it has water, and if you have a big green pasture out back, why not? You're growing your own meat. And ducks are another cool thing. I mean, you got to get to a place where you can grow stuff. If you're living in an apartment in the middle of a city, I'm telling you, just get a big barrel and grow one tomato plant. Gives you enough to feed all your neighbors. And if everybody did that, if everybody, you know, I'm funny because I've noticed this happening. I don't remember where I was, but there was a town that I went through, because I travel so much, I just can't remember what town it was. I was going to make a note of it, and I completely did not do that, where they were actually growing fruit trees along the side of the road. And I thought, imagine if every city in this country grew fruit trees and nut trees instead of, you know, the beautiful, you know, landscaping type of things. But instead of growing flowers, they grew vegetables, or they grew berries or something like that, where so no matter where you were traveling in this country, you could eat. It would be incredible. Nobody would ever starve. Nobody would ever be dependent on the government. You see, but that's the thing. They don't think like that. They're ushering us into big cities. They're making it so comfortable. I mean, I've noticed one thing traveling around this country, that there are lots of apartment complexes that are absolutely gorgeous. And in that complex, there's everything you need. There's a barber shop. There's a dentist. There's a grocery market, where you literally do not have to leave that area to go shopping. And I think it's all about creating this false sense of security for people, where I like to live out in the country, where I can grow things and grow cows and just, you know, it's just fun. It's called independence. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, just babbling today. I'll be right back. Stay with me. I've got some recipes ahead, so we'll get into those.
Feel like a guitar that's never played. Roll someone's drum away. And I ask myself,
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Is this my last segment, you guys? Okay. We're going to save that recipe for my last segment. I'm going to show you how to make something called Texas coleslaw. Being that I'm in Texas, and I'm going to tell you something, people, if you ever plan on coming to Texas, do not come thinking you're going to be on a diet. Pretty much every place you eat here is unbelievable. It's so good, and they do spice up a lot of stuff. So this recipe I'm going to give you in the next segment. In fact, maybe I'll give you two recipes, and I'll just start right now because this one's a little more involved than my normal recipes. But let me tell you something. You can go to my website, Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. Just remember Everything That Matters and then inthekitchen.com. And I will have this recipe on my food website because I do a whole cooking show. There's a bunch of recipes on there, and they're really good, and I have cookbooks for sale, so I want to make sure you guys all open up your moth-eaten wallets and order one of my unbelievable cookbooks. The first one's called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen, of all things, and the second one is called Kids Can Cook, and it's basically my simplest recipes, which aren't really kid recipes, but they're so easy, so healthy, and so delicious that kids love making them. And I do a cooking show. In fact, I'll be doing one real soon at a big fair called Kids Can Cook. And I take kids out of the audience and I show them how to make things from scratch. Is that weird? I don't do anything that's dangerous. A lot of things are made in a blender. A lot of things are made in my little cooking tins. You know, my muffin tins. I make a whole bunch of stuff for kids in those because that's something that's pretty safe the kids can do. But let me give you this recipe first, and then my second segment, I'm going to give you another recipe for pork chops that go with this. It's unbelievable. Okay, this is the best coleslaw besides my other coleslaw. I have two other recipes for coleslaw. One is like more of a vinaigrette, but this is totally Texas style, very kind of spicy. And another thing is, cabbage is very good for you. So if you have to eat, if you like eating salads every night, try eating cabbage instead. So cabbage salads, Napa cabbage is a very soft cabbage. It almost has a lettuce, almost the softness and the crunchiness of head lettuce. Okay? So if you're going to see a recipe that has Napa or it says Savoy cabbage, and you shred that, best cabbage ever. It's just not super, you know, super, super tough, which a lot of cabbage is very tough. But I try to put red cabbage in everything I make. So if you want to add some red cabbage to you, so you need a whole head of Napa or Savoy cabbage shredded, okay? 4 carrots shredded. This is what makes this so good. It makes it kind of sweet. You need 2 Granny Smith apples. Slice extremely thin and chop up, okay? Medium red onion, sliced thin. 1 cup of pecans, toasted and chopped. You can buy toasted ones already. Okay, so that is the cabbage salad. Now, here's the dressing. So easy, okay? That's called an orange chili dressing. Here it goes. You need 1 big tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 big tea, a tablespoon of hot water, 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil. And that's the only time I ever use olive oil. Instead of, I never cook with it anymore. I only cook with coconut oil because it has a high heat index. So 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon of pure maple syrup, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, which both those are so good for you. Okay, you need a orange that is juiced. So you get the juice from 1 large orange, or we say orange. 1/2 cup of Greek yogurt, and salt and pepper to taste. All right, all you got to do is mix that up. Put it into the cabbage and actually just really mix it well. Put it in the refrigerator and yummy! best ever. You guys are going to love that. I'll have that recipe on my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm going to give you a pork chop recipe to go with that. Stay with me.
Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else. No
one. Welcome back. This is Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman, and we're going to be doing Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. I'm doing some maple pork chops to go with the delicious recipes that I gave you for Texas coleslaw, which you are going to love, I'm telling you. All right, these are simplest things on earth. This is how easy all my recipes are, just so quick and simple. Okay, so you need either thick or thin. I happen to like kind of thin pork chops because then I don't have to cook them very long, okay? So if you can find some really good thin pork chops, or you can do some nice thick ones. It just depends on what you're in the mood for. Okay, so what you do is, these are the three ingredients you need. You need some pork chops, about 4 to 8 thick or thin chops. You need 1/8 cup of pure maple syrup. Keep that in your cupboard. That and cooking, coconut oil. That's what I use a lot of, and garlic salt. Okay, so you need some garlic salt and lots of pepper to taste, all right? So this is what we do, and you need butter and coconut oil. I put a little butter in that just for flavor. In a very hot pan, place a heaping spoon of coconut oil and a tablespoon of butter and allow for them to get very hot, okay? And I always call it the almost smoking stage. Now place all the pork chops, garlic salt, and pepper the chops into the pan. Leave them cooking for about 2 to 3 minutes on each side. That's if they're not too thin. If they're really thin, you only might have to do it for like 1.5 minutes. You don't want to overcook these because then they get really dry. Okay, then turn them, and if they are gold, only if they're golden brown, cook on the second side for the same amount of time. Now, in that same pan, I want you to drizzle the maple syrup on the top of them. Don't put too much because you don't want to turn this into candy. So I say about 1/8 cup for about 8 chops. So just take a really light drizzle. And what happens immediately is you'll start to see it sizzle because now it's starting to be like, the sugars in the maple syrup and of course the fat that comes out of the chops, which nowadays is hardly ever any fat, really sort of combine and make this delicious gravy. And so anyway, just turn them over a couple times just so you get them. You only drizzle it on one side of the pork chop because you don't want to put too much on there, and you don't want to put it on both sides, especially if they're thin. All right. So now you've got this nice gravy at the bottom. You take the chops out, put them on a plate. Let me tell you how to make some delicious gravy to go with that. Are you ready for this? You have a can of coconut cream. These are really healthy gravies. Okay. So get a can of coconut cream, take the drippings that are in your pan, and pour in probably 1/2 can into it. You don't need a whole one. You might be able to use coconut milk. I don't know. I'd have to see how thick your milk is. But this coconut cream is like super thick. It's super rich. Okay? So once you get it in there, just stir it and stir it and stir it, and all of a sudden it'll start getting really thick. And then I make sure I have enough, and you'll have a little bit of that sweetness in there, but hopefully not too much. And then what happens is you put a little bit more garlic salt and a lot of pepper, and now you pour that over your pork chops. And I have to tell you something, people, that is the best thing you will ever have. Unbelievable. The other thing you can do with your pork chops, by the way, you can also like dip them and dredge them in, like, I like to sometimes dredge it in oat bran, or in ground flaxseed, or even just some whole wheat flour or oat flour. So you can actually do it a little bit different like that. But if you don't want all the carbs, You know, you can just do it without all that. And I'm telling you something, if you make some mashed potatoes with that, and you eat it with that delicious Texas coleslaw, what a nice dinner, huh? Like a great fall dinner. Let's see, do I have enough time to give you? I might be able to give you one more recipe that actually goes with this. Have you ever made your own homemade applesauce raw? It is so good. Okay, that's how simple this is. In a blender, you take the peel off of a green apple. You put a tiny bit of probably like 3 tablespoons of maple syrup in that. And I actually take a squeeze of lemon. It helps it keep it from turning brown. And I just blend the heck out of it. My friend, that is a natural, healthy apple. It's like an apple puree, applesauce that will go great with your pork chops and even really be good with your Texas coleslaw. I'm going to probably name that right now. Otherwise, it's going to get lost in translation. Texas coleslaw. All right. Slaw, S-L-A-W. Okay. So go to my website. Check out my website. If you need any of these recipes, they're going to be on there hopefully by tomorrow. Sometimes my lady is a little slow. But go to everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. And you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of my recipes. You can also get my cookbook, which you will absolutely love. And it's every one of those recipes I made up myself. And it's all simple, healthy, and I like to say decadent. And if you want to hear my radio shows over and over or send them to a friend, you can go to my other website, which is my radio site, everythingthatmattersradio.com. And you can listen to the archives. I have articles I've written. I'm just kind of a maniac, you know. I just love sharing. I know it's a strange thing, but I love sharing recipes. You know, and I love to see people do well in life. There's not many people that love other people to do well. There really isn't. A lot of people are jealous of other people that do well. But I'll tell you, when I heard about Donald Trump when I was young, I researched him because I thought, what an awesome dude. You know, he makes his kids more important than anything. I mean, I know I've told you this story before, but the one thing that always impressed me about Donald Trump was the fact that his kids would play under the table while he was doing billion-dollar deals, and he made them more important. He always stopped in the middle of everything to take their phone calls. That's what I call a great leader. Till next week, everybody. My name's Diane Linderman. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. We'll talk soon, every Sunday, right here on this station. Thank you for listening.
How come you're always such a fuzzy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full.